First, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers is sponsoring a bill that aims to make sure that children removed from the care of abusive relatives don't find themselves in another abusive household. The bill is inspired by Ethan Hochschultz, a 7-year-old boy from Manitowoc who died in 2018 while in the care of his great uncle who had a record of violence and abuse. Doug Schneider is a watchdog reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette and USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's been following this story. Doug, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ethan's story, painful to read, I'm sure, to report on. Can you talk about why Ethan was initially removed from his mother's care back in 2016?
There were multiple substantiated cases of neglect. There were three of those and one substantiated case of abuse. At that point, Manitowoc County Human Services decided that Ethan and three of his siblings would be safer in another home.
And that brought them to their great uncle, Timothy Hochschultz. There were, it looks like, a lot of red flags. Can you talk about what was out there before Ethan was moved?
Sure. A check of court records will show that Timothy was in the legal system as early as 15 years old when he hit a guy with a tire iron in a bar fight. He was defending relatives or something at that point. And then he had multiple issues of violent reactions to things in the future, included a knife point robbery of a convenience store clerk, holding a steak knife to a man's throat in a Manitowoc restaurant, child abuse incident in 2009.
And Ethan ends up dying ultimately under Timothy's care. I don't want to go into great deal, but can you give a sense of the kind of abuse that Ethan and other children in the home were subject to?
Basically, Ethan was worked to death. He was made to carry a 44.5-pound log around a course outside in the snow in April for 2 hours at a shot with limited rest. And basically it wore him down and eventually he died.
What do we know about the social service system that what could they look at? What couldn't they look at to know what Timothy Hochschultz was like?
Well, the loophole that the proposed legislation is trying to address is that if someone has been convicted of child abuse, a child can't be placed with that person. But in Timothy's case, a child abuse conviction that had been issued by the court 2 years later was allowed to be pleaded down to disorderly conduct. In that case, Human Services is not allowed to look at the particulars of the case, even though the defendant did not challenge any of the particulars of it. Basically, he didn't contest that he had beaten a child with a board. And so basically the human services system has to be blind to that. It's akin to telling the jury to disregard a statement by a witness.
Talking to Doug Schneider, watchdog reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette and USA Today Network Wisconsin, talking about a case in Manitowoc that's led lawmakers to tackle what he just described, this loophole in state law when it comes to placing kids with potentially abusive family members. Let's talk about Ethan's law now, Doug, a group of northeastern Wisconsin lawmakers from both parties working on this. What are they saying about this law?
Well, the author is Andre Jacques, the Republican from DePere, whose Senate district includes part of Manitowoc County. He's basically written something, and a number of people from both parties have signed on, that says basically if you've pleaded no contest to an abuse charge, if you're convicted of a lesser charge related to child abuse, or if your child abuse conviction is reduced after the fact, you may not serve as a guardian or foster parent to a child.
And the system, the child protection system, generally they want to put kids, when possible, with a family member. That's viewed as being best for the kids. This is clearly a case, right, where that was not the best for the kids.
Correct. The idea is you want to keep things as familiar as possible, so the system tends to favor relatives. It favors placing the child close to home. You know, ideally, you want them to be able to maintain friendships, perhaps remain in the same school. But in this case, I think if Human Services had been able to look at the potential guardian's record, they would have said, you know, hey, we just can't do this because of the criminal past.
Now, this story, Ethan's story, and his great uncle, Timothy Hochschultz, this was he was placed, I think, in 2016. Ethan died in 2018. Here we are in 2020 with this law. Why has this taken so long to percolate through and have lawmakers try to change this?
Well, this is an educated guess, but until we dug into that, nobody had written in depth about it and certainly hadn't made the connection that the guardian in this case had a previous incident of child abuse. So once the dots were connected, the senator was in touch fairly quickly. But it was a case. Unfortunately, there are so many cases of abuse in Wisconsin and all over the place that eventually we become a little blind to it. And, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks.
And what led you to connect these dots as a reporter?
I need to give my editors credit here. We recognized that there were a number of significant violent incidents against children in Manitowoc County in the past couple of years, including four homicides. And so we started digging in and looking at, you know, okay, are there, you know, systematic problems that exist here? Is it, you know, is there something that could be addressed? And once we started looking into Ethan's case, it became pretty clear that was just an egregious example of a case where, you know, child didn't have to die.
Are there other cases that you're working on, following and looking for other possible systematic problems as you pursue these horrible stories?
Absolutely. We're plowing through data on a state level. We're looking all over the place and trying to do some things that, you know, write some stories that can get some things fixed, that can get some loopholes addressed, can get more resources if that's an issue. But, yeah, we're not done reporting this story by a long shot.
And let's bring things around now to Ethan's case. What has been the punishment, the legal consequence for his great uncle, Timothy, and other members of the family?
There's been no formal punishment yet. The cases are all pending in Circuit Court of Manitowoc County. The guardian is charged with murder as party to a crime, three felony counts of child abuse, and four lesser charges. His adopted son, who's now 16, who basically carried out the punishment, is charged with first-degree reckless homicide, three felony counts of child abuse, and three felony counts of battery. Judges ruled that he will be tried as an adult because of the severity of the crime. And then his mother, who's Timothy's second wife, is charged with failing to intervene, failing to prevent. They have, court appearances scheduled for late this month or early next month. But we don't have trial dates or indications that there might be pleas or anything like that yet.
And are they currently in custody of any other children?
No. I take that back. There are children in the family, but the adults in the family and the teenager are all in jail.
Doug, thanks for your reporting on this difficult story and for sharing the efforts in the legislature with us.
My pleasure. Appreciate your interest, Rob.
That's Doug Schneider, watchdog reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette and USA Today Network Wisconsin. He talked with us today about an effort aimed at closing a loophole. This would be in the state legislature, a loophole that could allow children and has allowed children to be placed in the care of abusive relatives, the law known as Ethan's Law.